Benny's mom had published 3 novels and was working on a memoir, or story of her life, but she was having trouble writing. Hopefully, this trip would bring back family memories and help her write. Benny looked outside. He saw only dry earth, cactus plants, and some cottonwood trees. It was very different from the green woodlands of the Midwest. Benny read exit signs with names like Tucumcan, Santa Rosa, and Albuquerque. "So how far away are we?" Benny asked. "New Mexico's a big state, honey," Carla replied, "and Old Mesilla is far south." Benny didn't like that answer. "So how much longer?" he asked. "About 2 hours. Want to stop for lunch?" Carla replied. Chapter 2, February 12, 1862. Almost a year has passed since the Confederates captured Mesilla. Colonel Baylor, our governor, walks to and from his offices near the plaza. It is obvious that he likes it here, but I do not trust the man. Others may believe that Confederates will be good for Mesilla, but not me. But what would happen to Mesilla if the Union takes control of us again? "I can't believe this restaurant is still here," Carla said as she finished her taco. "There are a lot of new shops in Santa Rosa." Benny had finished his chili and was now studying a map of the Santa Rosa. "Blue Hole Natural Springs is nearby. It's the scuba diving capital of the Southwest. And look, right here is where Billy the Kid, the famous outlaw, is buried." "We can see those places if you want, Benny," said his mom. "Let's get settled in Old Mesilla first. Then we'll have all summer."